NZ On Air Music presents Long Player.
Hello everyone, this is Zazi and I present to you Benny Salvador and his new album Family Fruit. I read with this album that it was a condensation of lockdown jams recorded at home throughout 2021 and 2022. I was just wondering, you know, was the lockdown the inspiration, or was it kind of just having more time on your hands, or what was it about the lockdown time that kind of maybe played into some of the songs or the album?
I think a lot of it was like the core group of people that I started the record with. We were all in the same house and we were just chilling a lot, bubbled up with my dad and Ricky Gooch playing drums. And so we just recorded a lot of the jams those nights. And then, I don't know, it kept me busy. So I think it was that.
Something else about this album, I feel like people have probably already said this to you as well, is just like the great names of the songs. What were these tracks named after, or yeah, what was the reasoning behind the names of the songs?
I guess it was it was mainly just what food we had that night we recorded the jam generally, or yeah, like a bunch of eggs is usually just a reference to the players being eggs, like all the uncles and stuff, they're all eggs, so that's what that is. But all the rest of it is like food that I would make or my parents would make and we were eating around those times. So like laksa, we had a lot of laksa around that time, just through lockdown, winter in Wellington. Like the crumpets, like that's my favorite breakfast food. Like I do French toast crumpets with egg and milk and get those crumpets, circular crumpets that soak up all the egg. And then you put them on the fry pan with butter and they taste really great.
Oh my gosh, that sounds so good.
Yeah, and then like there's just lots of those ones. Just duck rice is like inspired by my mum's best friend, Fred, who makes this Portuguese duck rice. And it's really good. And so we've stolen the recipe and started making it quite a lot. And then yeah, the Mercury wonton is like from the Mercury Plaza barbecue wonton noodle soup. I used to grow up eating those wontons when I was a baby and I still love them.
Well, the first song we are talking about is A Bunch of Eggs, like you just said before, a classic meal that you can have, I feel like, at any time. Tell me what the song is about and if there were any inspirations or yeah, funny memories that came with it.
Yeah, I mean, like the eggs thing is like, you know, it's like a term, family term of endearment, really. It's like, yeah, I don't know, we always call each other eggs and like, I don't know. Yeah, so that's where that came from. Yeah, that was sort of, we're just all a bunch of eggs.
And I mean, how would you describe the song? How would you describe the track? And
I was just sort of like trying to make, you know, sort of some cinematic sort of beat stuff, and Ricky's drums popped really good, and then Dad had quite a sloppy bass line on it, and then we sent it off to Will Ricketts, and he in lockdown, and he just put some vibes on it, which was some vibraphone, and that was really good. And then yeah, after that I sort of stopped touching it. Yeah, but that was the first one that was finished, that first track, so that's why I sort of put it first on the record, because I was like, after that I was like, oh, maybe I should finish the rest of it. Because at that stage, it was all just big Ableton sessions that sort of overwhelmed me. So I was like, oh yeah, it's good to finish that one track, and it motivated me to finish the rest of them, which was good, because they were all in the same session and not very good at editing. So I'm getting better at it now. Thank you. This Is Luxa One, the drums and like the keyboards were recorded a night where my dad, we were struggling for food ideas, and we bought these Luxa packets that had the ingredients for making a Luxa with chicken. And so, yeah, we progressed through lockdown getting better and better at making those. And so that's why there's one, or there's like, you know, Luxa 1 and Luxa 2. But we've ended up having way more Luxa over the time after that. But yeah, it's just a big, yeah, favourite meal. And then we got, my Uncle Sam again to come play some guitar on those tracks. And yeah, Lucien as well, playing horn. And he sort of gives it that jazz sound, I guess. It was really sort of just like a drum break chopped up from Ricky that sort of evolved into that. I just liked this one because it's something I'd like to listen to. And I like all the dubbed out horns. Yeah, I don't know. I think Ricky's drum sound is really good. And so is, yeah, Sam's sort of plucky guitar sound. Thank you. this track's called Crumpet, and it's about, yeah, my favorite breakfast food. I like buy those $2 packets of circular crumpets and make them with French toast and maple syrup and butter. It's a bit of a dirty treat of mine, but I love it. That and a coffee is great. Then I usually go to the studio after that. And I think we recorded this track the same time as the rest of them. We were just in that same jam. And then it sort of evolved slowly. I think that night it was, yeah, I don't know, we were just listening to a lot of Tony Allen, Afro and high life music. And yeah, a lot of, yeah, I don't know, we love a lot of that stuff. Yeah, me and Ricky sat through, and he would sit through hearing me, and we'd chop up the sessions. Yeah, I don't know, sort of evolved from that, and then just, yeah, finding the good bits and chopping out the bit sloppy bits. We'll be right back. So this is called Mercury Wonton, and this was from, from, again, the same recording sessions, and sort of, you know, evolved with lots of parts stripped and pulled and put in, and saxophones and drum machines put in and later. But yeah, the name is inspired by, the groove is sort of like inspired by like a Bohannon sort of funk groove, if you know Bohannon from Motown. And Mercury Wonton is like my favourite food from Auckland. And when I grew up in Auckland as a baby, that's what I would eat generally with my mum. Let's go to the Mercury Plaza and get the wonton noodle soup. That's really that's the essence of the tracks, really.
Thank you.
this track is called Schnauzy. That's like the breed. Well, my dog is a my first dog, which I got. He's 12 now, but I got him, you know, when I was, can't remember, but he's 12 and I'm 18, so do the math. I was probably 8. So I don't know, I've grown up with him, and he's a beautiful, he's a Schnauzer Shih Tzu Foxy Cross. My parents decided to get him, like, sort of, yeah, after going out one night, I think, and they were sitting on the lawn and saw him. I think we had been eyeing him up for a long time, but yeah, he's a beautiful dog. Yeah, he's like a little darling boy, but yeah, so I've grown up with him, and he's just been he's a true gentleman. And just, we shot a video running around like a local hood, running up to all of our favourite walking spots and going to the beach. That should be up pretty soon. So, cute video of the puppy. I mean, I can't forget the actual track itself is dedicated to my beautiful cat, Kimberly Princess. So, yeah, all the names were named by me at quite a young age, so. Yeah, but it's quite cute. Kimberly Princess is a doll. She's a good lady. It's like, oh, great. It's just match made in heaven. So, yeah, it's sort of like a krautrock jam, but just like I thought, I was trying to picture, like, this is like the driving scene, like the car, like at the end of the movie, like the car chase scene. That was what I was trying to picture. Find it on Bandcamp at Auntie Records.
That was Long Player. Thanks, NZ On Air Music.